so we're on to the next part, right? Like, we didn't live with the problem, right? I don't think so. Okay, so so the next part is he's giving another pshat. Another pshat of why you need these two cases and what the psul is, right, with the cracked shofar and the shofar made out of pieces. And also he's dealing with the problem is that it seems like once you have the first case, the second case you don't need, it seems that the order is reversed, if anything, right? So he said, that's saying this bigger chiddush, and it goes without saying the smaller one. Now he's going to say a pshat, the reverse, the normal way. Okay, first it's telling you a smaller chiddush, then it's telling you the bigger chiddush. How could it be? Why would I possibly think that if it's cracked, that's possible, but if it's a million pieces, it's kosher? Right? If you glue it, one crack, right? It sounds crazy. A million pieces has got to be worse than one than two pieces. So he says, no. He says, inami yoser sofer lehiparid mish kishenizdag misad echad v'davko. It's more eventually going to separate. When you glued it on one side, when it cracked on one side and you glued it, mishem asa shofar echad shel chatichos. Then if you would have made one shofar out of pieces, you have a shem shofar alav tvei, and it has more of the shem shofar. Has the shem shofar more. The identity of shofar exists more on the one which is made out of a lot of little pieces than the one which has two pieces and you glue it together. Kamash malon. No. Right? Kamash malon. That even that case is possible. Is possible. Even the Dibik Shavu Shofros, even though it's a shame shofar more, still, a million pieces is possible. But Dibik Shavu Shofros, Nami Lo Mimsa, but the reason why the case of a million pieces is possible, Mitam Shnai is a lot of Lo Mimsa, Mitam Shnai Shofros, not because it's two or three shofars. Forget that. Ella, Dein Zekor Shofar. Rather, because it's not called a shofar. Okay? So he's saying is, right? So he's saying is that so the difference between the cases is the first case is telling you why is it possible when it's cracked in half down the side on one side. Also because it's so fully parade. It's eventually gonna separate. And therefore you might think it's good, but it's telling you no, that's not good. That's not good. See, it says cracked on the side, even though you glue it, apparently eventually it's gonna fall apart. But when it's a million pieces, and I'm sorry, and since it's still fully powdered, right, since eventually it's going to fall apart, therefore it doesn't have a shame shofar, right? So then I'd say, fine, that's that case. But what about the case where it's made out of a million pieces? So that's not still fully powdered, right? Right? That's not still fully powdered, right? So it says, well, then he says, no, but that's also, apparently that's also kind of going to fall apart, but later. It's more fall, it's going to fall apart quicker when it's like it's one crack down the side, but when it's out of a lot of pieces, so then it will also fall apart, but not as fast. But if Kamash Malon, that's also possible, because that also doesn't have a shame shofar. It also doesn't have a shame shofar. Okay? Why? On the surface, within this answer, also because it's going to fall apart, just longer. You know, because he says, Yoser, it's more going to fall apart. Seems so, unless he's going back to his first answer, but I mean, it seems like this is a new answer. Okay, so that's his facts. Okay, so he's saying it's a psul because they're eventually going to fall apart, and therefore somehow it's not called a shofar, and the levels are because they're degrees of how quickly it's going to fall apart. It's teaching you both levels are possible. Okay? Both are possible, both don't have a shame shofar. Okay, so let's analyze this. What are the questions, probably? From just a physical standpoint, we're conjecturing that first of all, if I am saying it's true, is that when the thing is has a crack, so it gets a crack, and basically it's in its original form, and its original form is meant to be in a certain shape. Now it has a crack and has an opening, so then there's then it kind of takes on that form. Now you can try to push it back together and use the glue, but it's going to it will flex back to the form that it was when it had the crack. You're just using glue to hold it together. But as opposed to when you build it out of straight up, you build it out of a lot of little pieces, so you put the glue in a way so that that's the form which it's built with. Well, the form that it's built with, that it will stay in that form. The other form, it's like you're trying to rig it back together to the old way. So that's a whole different thing. And I'm saying also that when you have a lot of different points, then you're going to have pressure spread out over all the different points. out of little pieces of glue together, and any pressure that's going to be placed on it is going to be the spread over the whole thing, so it's less likely to give, as opposed to when you have the one crack, one fault line. So it's much more, it's more likely that there's going to be that all the pressure is going to be concentrated on that one part, so it's gonna break apart. And once that opens up a little bit, the whole thing's going to start going. I mean, here you have one little crack on it. Fine, one little crack. It's you know. So, but that's his facts. Those are his facts. Bottom line is those are his facts. That it's eventually going to break more. And I think he's hinting at Misha. So you're making it that way. So you make it that way. That's the way you're making it. You're making it in a way that it's like a mosaic. That's the way to make a shofar. And it'll last. That was a lasting power. But yeah, you're not making it that way. The thing is basically broken. And you're just kind of rigging it together with a little glue in a way that's... Those things don't last. They put crazy glue in your glasses and try to keep them together. You know, those things fall, you know. It's not going to last. But if you build something out of crazy glue or whatever, that's a, you build it originally in a way which is going to be able to stay. Not forever. That's what he's saying. It's not forever. Less than a regular shofar, but it's going to be more than this cracked shofar. So therefore, it's two separate chiddushim. First one is in the case where it's cracked, and it's event is really going to break apart quickly. I'm telling you that's possible. And then the second one is even if it's mosaic shofar, still it's also losing the knot. It doesn't have a chance shofar, presumably because it's also going to fall apart, but although in a long amount of time. But what's the hope still altogether? What does it mean it doesn't have the shame shofar? Why doesn't it have the shame shofar? Because it's going to fall apart. Because it's going to do. But right now, it's a shofar. I mean, what's the point of this? He's introducing a whole new line of reasoning here. You know, that is because what it's going to do. It's going to fall apart, and there was no shame shofar. Where'd that rule come from? First step here is Danny saying it seems like it's not just what's going to happen later, but he's saying that the shofar has to be permanent. Can't be temporary. Right? So since it can't be temporary, so therefore right now, no. Right, so he's saying is that the shofar is a permanent thing. Part of the shame shofar that is permanent. So it's not just what it's going to do in the future, but now if it's going to fall apart, so now it'll act in the shame shofar. Right? It's not just predicting the future. That's not a question of how permanent it has to be or whatever.
So it's kind of like it's in the process of falling apart?
Something like that. It's not, well, you don't necessarily have to say that. You'll just say that it's not permanent. You may have to explain why that matters. Right? But you're just taking a step. It's the finding is that it's not just because of the future, but it's because it's a property in the thing that the shofar has to be a permanent thing, not a temporary thing. That's part of the shame shofar, permanent. The question that you have to explain is what's the sense for that? Why should it have to be that way? After all, just doing the mitzvah for today, who cares if it's permanent? What's the point of that? Right? Then one step is that where do you have this idea of permanence? By Kalim. Kalim, like Tiznayim, Mikig, Kiddush, that's why we use a kli. We don't use, well, it's a question of using plastic cups. It's an issue because it's disposable, it's so temporary. Right? It's temporary. So that lacks in the den of a clay. So therefore, if you argue that this is a shofar, is really a clay shear, it's a musical instrument, it's a clay shear, so a clay has to be permanent, otherwise it lacks shame clay. Where do you say, no, that he is, you know, suggesting, and we have to refine this a little bit, but it's not a den, it has to be a clay shear, you just have to take the thing and blow with it. So it doesn't hold off, it has to be a clay shear. Okay, so we could refine that better. But could we explain just why a clay has to be permanent? Maybe we should just explain that a little bit. Define that. So could we give a sense to that idea? I mean, we could take it as a given, but it would be nice if we could give some sort of sense to that. And he said that in a permanent, the clay, it's like you're defining the thing. So you have a pottery or you have whatever it is, and you're defining the chafza as a clay, as a water holder. It's defined as that. So the definition, it's like in order for it to be raised to the level of definition, you're taking an object and giving it a fixed designation. Okay, and it lends itself, it will last, and we'll be able to continue in that way. You're taking a chavtza and giving it an identity. But if you have like a leaf, and you're just wrapping it in a way and holding water, so you're doing an action of holding water using the leaf. But the leaf exists merely like as a component of your action. It doesn't have like an existence as a chafza, which is defined as a water holder. It's holding water in the action. But the identity of the chafza, in order for something to have the identity to inherit in the chafza and the substance for it now to become a new thing, it has to have a kiyam, it has to last. It has to have a certain length of existence to say that now this has a definition. Otherwise, you'll say it's just a leaf, which is being used in a certain manner. But it's not an identity of the thing. The identity of a kli is something which is designated to be used for, you design it to be able to use it in that manner. So if it's temporary, it doesn't lend itself to taking on. The substance has to rise from just being a mere material, a mere substance, to being like a new entity. So saying if it's only if it's going to fall apart and it's just being used, it's more like an accident of your action, as opposed to like the chafta gains an identity.
It's kind of like the leaf would be like clay. The clay is just clay until you form it.
Yeah, right, exactly. But if you're just holding the clay in a temporary shape, it's still just clay that you happen to be, doing an action of holding water with it. But if you form it in a way that it's going to stay that way, so now you'll say, oh, now it's not clay, now it's a cup. But if it's going to fall apart in a minute, then it's not a cup, it's still just clay. Now, it's true, the clay, you're clever and you're managing to manipulate the clay in a way that it's going to, work in a certain way. But when it becomes a chafza, an identifiable object called a kli, when that shape is not just a temporary insofar as the action is concerned, but it has a real permanence to it. Yeah. No, if that's what we're saying, so we're saying is a shofar is a musical instrument. An instrument isn't just something I take a piece of grass and I manage to hold it in a funny way that I can blow it. That's not an instrument. That's just an action of blowing using a piece of grass. The piece of grass becomes an instrument when I manage to manipulate it in a way that has permanent shape such that it can be used time and time again. And the chafza becomes the fine. It's not just grass. It's a flute. Right? So a shofar... Well, like a shofar is a temporary thing. So he's saying is maybe it could function for my mitzvah for today. Maybe I'll be able to blow it and to make sound out of it. But it's not a kli. It's not a kli shir. And a shofar is a type of a musical instrument. It's a type of musical instrument. So if it's a type of musical instrument, so they're saying is a musical instrument is a kli. It's a type of a kli. A kli is permanent. Otherwise, it lacks the identity of a shofar. Then it's just shofar material, which is currently in a form that I'm able to blow with it. But it's not a kli, it's not a kli shir, it's not going to be a shofar. So that's the maskana, right? The question now is, what's the middle step? Such that I would think, because I guess for the havmin, I guess would say the other thing is, look, there's no halacha you need a kli. It's just a halacha. You could say, look, it's a horn. I kind of like we were saying yesterday, it's just a different application of it. But it's just a horn. It's a piece of an animal, and you have to blow with it and make music with it. So what's the difference if it's a kli or not? I blow with it either way. I can blow with it. Right, I take it, I blow with it, I made the sound. It's an animal ram horn material. It's not a musical instrument, but it's a ram's horn. I blow with it, I make music. It's good. But now you have a middle position, and that's why I would think even, let's say, if it's cut down the middle, it's going to fall apart very soon. It's still good, it's going to be good. But now you have a middle position, which is that it depends. If it has a crack down the side, then it's really going to fall apart really soon. That's no good. But if it's out of a lot of little pieces, and that's going to last longer, that would be okay. Kamashmal, no, that's also not good because it's not permanent. So that we understand. But the middle position, that it would be good, it sounds like a quantitative thing. What would be the idea to differentiate? How do you change that quantitative thing? How would you just draw a line there and say, oh, no, that's long, that's not long, and, what's that middle position? Be like this. Maybe the saying is, maybe it comes back to plastic cups, okay? So there's such a thing, at least we have such a thing, as like a temporary kli. Now what does it mean temporary kli? It's not really a kli, because it's temporary. But it is similar to, it's different than, like let's take three examples. Take the case of like a leaf which you wrap in a funny way so that will hold water, a plastic cup, and then a metal cup, or a glass cup, So the one that leaf you let go in the funny way, that simply exists insofar as like the function is the action of drinking the water is concerned. It doesn't really have an existence. You wouldn't say that's a temporary cup. It doesn't partake of kli. You're not really giving the identity. It does no key, it's going to fall apart very, very, very soon. Right? So it doesn't even have, it's nothing. But then if you manufacture a plastic cup, so it's true, it doesn't have permanence, and therefore you can't like define it as a chafza of a kli. But it is set aside for a function of one-time use, so to speak. It's set aside to be used this one time. So it lacks permanence, we can't have a din of a kli, but it does partake of kli in a partial sense. It's not a kli, though. But maybe you'd argue is the idea of a kli is something which is designated for repeated usages. But here you're dealing with the mitzvah shofar Rosh Hashanah. And the mitzvah shofar Rosh Hashanah is really like a one-day mitzvah. Right? So maybe you'd say you don't need a permanent klishir, like a real klishir. Klishir is good if you're in an orchestra and you're going on a tour, you know, whatever it is, and that's your every day in, day out, then they use a real kli. But this is a mitzvah, chatzis mitzvah, so it's true, it has demands for a kli, but not of like a full-blown kli, which is a kli in the framework of Tuman Tyra and all, you know, but it's sufficient to have a temporary kli. It's a temporary kli, a temporary utensil. And so it partakes of the idea of a chafta of a shofar, but it could even allow for a temporary nature. So the difference is like this, is that, see, when you build, and this is what Yonah is saying, is that when you build a shofar out of a mosaic shofar, you're building a shofar. It's a temporary shofar, you know it's not going to last forever, but it's going to last. I mean, you don't build a thing if it's going to fall apart in 5 minutes, it's just, you don't do that. You're building a thing, and it's going to have lasting power, a certain amount of it. But it's temporary. There's such a thing as building a temporary structure. But the crack, basically, your shofar is a normal shofar. It's not a mosaic shofar. It's a normal shofar. Now you got a crack on the side. And basically, the thing is that. Now, but you want to, so to speak, use it one last time. So you put glue on it and hold it together so that you can do the action of blowing with it. But that's not, like, it's not a temporary shofar. It's like glasses, you know, you put scotch tape on to hold your thing on. It's not like, oh, now I have temporary glasses. Those aren't temporary glasses. Those are busted glasses that you're holding on your face with scotch tape or whatever. It's not an identity of the thing that it's a temporary entity. It's basically, it's lost its identity as a kli or as a functional object, and you're putting the glue is, so to speak, allowing it to function. But it merely exists insofar as the function is concerned. It's going to fall apart any minute. It's not even temporary. It's basically like the second you touch it wrong or whatever, the thing's going to fall apart. It doesn't exist that way. It's not meant to be in that shape. It's already cracked. It's gone. Now, like your glasses, you move wrong, your glasses, the arm of your glasses falls off, you know? So the thing is like, that's not even a temporary kli. That's really about to fall apart. So the original Havamina is, who really cares? There's no requirement in the Chafta. As long as you have a ram's horn and you do a Maisa Tekiya with it, you blow, then it's fine. So you ought to get, hold it together, put glue on, and it'll fall apart in a minute. But as long as you can get out your Maisa Tekiya, that's fine. So that's not good. You need it to be clay. So obviously you need it to be clay. I say fine. So, but since the mitzvah is Le Rosh Hashanah, it's a one-day mitzvah, so you'll say it's sufficient to have it a one-day clay. Not a clay in the technical sense of Hilchos Kelim or whatever, but the idea, the concept of a kli is something which is designated for use, for a usage, but the designation here is for a usage of mitzvah, which is a one-day mitzvah. So therefore, it's sufficient to have a kli which will have some lasting power, enough to last for a day or two. So that's a mosaic one. We'll do that. Kamash Malan is that even though the mitzvah is for a one-day thing, but the Torah is saying the chafza of a shofar is take a musical instrument and use it for a mitzvah shofar. So it's using the universal category of a music, of an instrument, of shofar, and saying use that entity for a mitzvah shofar for this one day. But it's not saying you could have a chafza, a one day chafza. It's true, it's a one day mitzvah, but it's telling you to make use of the of a universal chafza, a chafza of a clay, which is a universal definition. Perhaps it is a rather, maybe because like the it's like the chashivas of the mitzvah or something, is that you don't use like a temporary object. I think there's an idea is that you don't, the object which is used is like a davar chashiv. It's not like it makes use of the universal. It's like a mitzvah. The chatzis mitzvah doesn't just create a new temporary one-day object, but it says take a shofar. Oh, I know. It's not just a mitzvah. It's like shevach Hashem. Like you're using the kli, the shofar. Part one of the shofar is a little guessing, but there's an idea of what it is using it for shevach. So it's an idea that in using the shofar, like a shofar, you use a regular shofar, which is a klishir. It's a good klishir, and now you're using it for mitzvah shofar. So it happens to be the mitzvah is a one-day mitzvah. But the institution that you're involved in is a chashiv institution, and the Torah demands that you use a kli, use a musical instrument. You'll just take something, a ram's horn, which has a temporary kli. The Torah demands, it borrows the universal category of a kli. It doesn't create a new category because it's a one-day usage. See, normally things are not for one-day usages, they're permanent usages. But here, the very nature of the thing is a one-day usage. The question is, did Torah create a new shofar, a one-day shofar, a temporary shofar, or did it borrow the universal category of kli? And as the Kamash Malan is teaching it, no, it's a universal kli, and therefore, as long as it's going to fall apart, that lacks in the universal definition of musical instrument, therefore it's not good. So it needs to be permanent. So therefore, even Shavei Shavos is possible. And it also says it's not a shame shofar. It means it's not the universal shame shofar. Right? As an example of why you, the maskana, just to defend like the idea behind the maskana, because this is just more like the reason why the Torah is doing. Because the maskana, the middle step sounds good, because it's really a temporary mitzvah. But it would be like, let's say a king was coming to town, so you wanted to set up some sort of a stage for him, you know. But you say, look, he's only coming for one day, so I might as well set up a temporary thing. But you don't do that. A king comes to town, you set a permanent stage. He's only there for one day. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. There's an idea. It's like the chashivas of a king is such that you don't take a temporary thing, even though the purpose is really only temporary. But there's temporary, besides it being temporary, it lacks in chashivas. So the thing is, for the mitzvah, it didn't, even though the mitzvah is a one-day mitzvah, but the Torah is demanding that you use an object which has an objective reality in the framework of kelim. And to use like lacking clay would lack in the chashivas of the mitzvah. You know? That's not the definition. That's more just like a Tana that way, you know.
He's not saying that.
What?
He's not really saying that.
No, he's not saying that. I'm just giving a reason why you'd say, because it sounds...
Yeah, is that a halachic reason?
No.
Okay.
No, it's not a halachic reason. Halachic Sora ends at, is a man to say, create a kli for the mitzvah, which is a designated for a temporary, or do you say use the universal definition of the kli?
The
universal definition of the kli is permanent. Saying is like it would seem that it's a good point since it is the one there, but why should Torah demand the universal definition of the thing? You could just say, look, Torah didn't do that. I'm saying it's like there's a sense to that Torah wouldn't do that. But that's, you know, that's an additional thing. Next, tomorrow I'm not here, Shir, Wednesday. I have a meeting. This is my Wednesday. So the next thing we'll do, hopefully Thursday, is he has one other pshat, which is Hava Rasa. Derech Hava Avarta, you should pass the shofar or something. It should be the way that the shofar was carried around on the ramp. So namely, that it should be the same. And therefore, it shouldn't be glued together, something like that. So the Gemara says you can't, if you widen the narrow side and open and narrow the wider side, that's no good. Because that's not the way the ramp had it. So we should look at that Gemara. But so there's a certain type of soul that the chafza isn't the same as it was on the ramp. So that's what he'll say, is that it's glued together, a whole new pshat, third pshat. Should we have to explain the steps again according to this pshat? But the reason why it's possible because this piece is that's not the way rams have it. Rams don't have glued together horns; they have full horns. So therefore, that's the result. Different, not because it's temporary, not because it can't be manufactured. The whole new idea. By the way, notice the second pshat apparently holds that the shofar could be made by man. The only pshat is because it's temporary; it's going to fall apart. But apparently, the fact that man made it, apparently, he doesn't care. Doesn't matter. It's a ram's horn. It's made out of ram horn material. Who cares if it is of man or it's made naturally? Apparently, it doesn't know about that. Okay, so this is the third shot, which we have to explain the steps in according to this one. Okay, same thing we've been doing. I think we have to just do, you'll look at it inside. But I think we should look at that Gemara of Artha. It's on the next page, close line of base. Maybe we should look at it a little bit. It's kind of dependent upon that. It's you'll find it. It's the Gemara is on the base, yeah.
Starting at the beginning of the Gemara, about the eighth line or something?
No. No, it's the Gemara is the second wide line.
The second wide line?
Yeah. It's the first few lines. I told you that. Okay.